我们渴慕看到你的荣耀。我们知道你的荣耀只是在主耶稣基督身上看到。让我们每一天敬崇我的主耶稣，我们的主耶稣，爱我的主耶稣。神啊，今天求你我们说话，奉主耶稣名求， Amen。
The great artist, Michelangelo began working on a sculpture in 1550.
一个最伟大的雕刻家米开朗基罗在16世纪50年代开始了一件雕塑作品。
It would be the last sculpture that he worked on, right up to the last day of his life.
这是他生前。所雕刻的最后一件作品，直到他。
It is called the Rondandini Pietà。
这个被称为
Rondandini Pietà, depicting Mary holding Jesus' dead body。
他描述的是玛利亚，她怀抱着耶稣的遗体。
In fact, if you go to Milan today, the sculpture where the sculpture is, you will find chisel marks on the sculpture。
如果现在你去米兰参观这件艺术品的话，你会发现在这个雕塑上有很多的凿痕。
A friend of Michelangelo, who was also a sculptor, said that a stone is not easily sculpted because there are many impurities in the stone.
另外的一个艺术家也是米开朗基罗的朋友，他说雕刻石头其实不容易，因为在石头中有很多的杂质。
So when the artist is chipping away the stone, there are a lot of impurities that are coming out, and so the sparks are flying.
当雕刻家去雕刻这些石头的时候呢，就会产生很多的火花。
The stone is resisting the artist.
石头呢，它是抵抗这个艺术家的雕刻的。
And Michelangelo's friend said, a stone wants to be a stone, and the artist wants it to be an art.
米开朗基罗的朋友他说的是石头想保持是石头，但艺术家想把它变成艺术品。
If Israel is the stone and God is the artist, then what is his vision for Israel?
那如果以色列人是石头而上帝是艺术家的话，那上帝对以色列人的心意是什么呢？
Then what does he have to do to make sure that what he sees in Israel becomes a reality?
他怎么样做才能把以色列变成他所想的那样呢？
The answer is the Red Sea.
答案就是红海。
Our journey in the book of Exodus has led us to the most famous event in the Bible.
出埃及记呢就把我们带入了一个圣经上非常有名的事件。
You can probably talk to anyone on the street and they have heard about Israel's history.
你问问街上的每一个人呢，他们每个人可能都听过过红海的故事。
Every movie that is based on Exodus has the Red Sea as the key scene in the entire movie.
那每一个基于出埃及记改编的电影呢，都会出现都会把这个过红海作为一个主要的场景。
After the 9 plagues and the Passover, Pharaoh finally agreed to let Israel go.
在经过九灾和逾越节之后呢，法老最终同意了以色列人离开埃及。
Moses and the Israelites plundered the Egyptians and left in a hurry.
摩西带领以色列人呢，抢夺了埃及人的一些珠宝之后呢，就匆忙离开了。
The Lord then instructs Israel to set apart and make holy the firstborn, human or animals. They belong to the Lord.
耶和华吩咐以色列人呢，把头生的无论是人还是牲畜都分别出来献给耶和华。
God said that this is because he kill the firstborn of Egypt, but he spared Israel's firstborn.
耶和华说，这是为了纪念他击杀埃及人头生的，而保全了以色列人头生的。
And then they're told about, they're told to have a feast of unleavened bread from now on every new year to remember the Passover.
他也吩咐以色列人呢，在今后的每年的第一个月呢，都要过除酵节，为了纪念这个逾越节事件。
Now, the fastest route from Egypt to the Promised Land is through the north coast of Africa.
要到达应许之地的最短的路径是通过南边北边的海岸线。
If Israel had gone through that route, they would have been in Promised Land in less than a few weeks.
如果从那条
months, sorry, few months.
如果从那条路走的话呢？其实他们用不了几个月就能到达。
But instead, God led them through another path, a path of impossibility and accessibility.
但是神呢，却领他们走了一条不可能也不能通行的路。
In Exodus chapter 13, verse 18, it says, God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea.
在出埃及记十三章十八节说到。神领他们绕道而行，走旷野的路，往红海去。
From the eyes of Pharaoh, Israel looked completely lost.
在法老的眼中呢，这条路看起来，在法老的眼中呢，法老认为以色列人已经完全迷失了。
But from the eyes of God, he was getting the stone ready for the chisel.
而在神的眼里呢，他却为雕刻呢准备好了石头。
What is God's vision for Israel?
神对以色列人的心意是什么呢?
God wanted Israel to become a nation that is known to worship the one true God.
神想以色列成为一个认识并敬拜独一真神的国家。
He wanted Israel to be known as God's people, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, people set apart, holy and consecrated.
他想以色列人成为神的子民，一个君尊的祭司和圣洁的国度，并分别为圣。
God wanted Israel to possess the land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey, so that whenever people pass by the land, they would have an opportunity to know God.
他也想那个地方成为一个牛奶与蜜之地，任何一个人。经过那边的人都会来敬拜神。
He wanted Israel to shine as a beacon of hope for all the nations so that one day all the nations will come to Jerusalem to pray to God.
他也想那个地方成为一个希望的灯塔，以后的万国都会去那个地方去向神敬拜。
Now for that to happen, God had to do two things.
为了让那件事成就呢，神必须要做两件事。
First, he had to lead them to a place where they can't go forward.
首先要把他们带到一个他们无法前行的地方。
So he took them to a place facing the Red Sea.
所以他就把他们带到了面对着红海的地方。
Second, he had to lead them to a place where they can't go back.
其次呢，就是把他们带到一个他们不能后退的地方。
The path of impossibility and inaccessibility
是一个不可能、无法通行的路。
In this situation, Israel is known to is what is in a position called the underdog.
在这种情况下呢，以色列人其实面对着一个弱者的一个地位。
This is what I call the underdog theology.
我称之为弱者神学。
You have heard me talk about this before. This is the way God wants his people to be in the world.
你也许以前听我说过，这是神呢，想让我们成为，在这个世上成为这个，站在这个地位上。
Because God wants to turn the stone into a piece of art.
因为神呢是想把一块石头雕成一件精美的艺术品。
He had to take away all those impurities in the stone.
他必须要凿去石头那些杂质，石头里的杂质。
That is why God's people always, always, always find themselves in a place where they're facing impossibilities.
所以呢，这个是神的子民，为什么神的子民总是感到他们处在一个不可能的一个境地？
How can a young man imprisoned in Egypt for the wrong reasons save his entire family from famine?
一个被冤入狱的一个，年轻人被下在埃及的监里，怎么可能去拯救他的全家来逃离这个饥荒呢？
How can an 80-year-old fugitive who shepherds sheep in the desert go to Pharaoh and say, let the Jews go?
一位牧羊的老人，一位80岁的牧羊老人，他是一个逃亡者，怎么可能来到法老的面前去跟他说让以色列人离开呢？离开埃及呢？
How can a man who says he is the weakest in his whole clan lead an army of 300 to fight against thousands of Midianites and win?
那一位自称他本族中最弱小的一个人，怎么可能带领一个只有300人的军队去战胜米甸人呢？
How can a lowly shepherd that his father forgot about him fight a giant and become the king of Israel?
那一位卑微的少年，他的父亲都忽略了他，怎么可能战胜一位九尺的巨人，后来成为以色列的王呢？
How can a young Jewish girl living in exile in Persia save her entire people from annihilation?
那一位流亡到波斯的年轻的犹太女孩，怎么能够拯救了以色列人来逃避这个哈曼的灭绝的阴谋呢？
How can a bunch of uneducated fishermen talk about Jesus when they are threatened by powerful religious people that they cannot talk about Jesus?
还有那些没有受过教育的渔夫，怎么样能够在高压的那种威胁下，而依然宣传那个宣扬耶稣基督呢？
God always put his people in a place of impossibility, inaccessibility, in order for him to chip away the impurities.
神总是把他的子民们放在一个不可能不可通行的这条路上，为了是雕琢他们成为一件艺术品。
And that's why the Apostle Paul in 1 Peter chapter 4 says, Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you are going through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make your partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world.
那彼得在彼得前书第四章说道，亲爱的弟兄姐妹姊妹，若有火一般的试炼临到你们，不要觉得奇怪，以为发生了什么不寻常的事，反倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一起受死，这样你们在他的荣耀显现时可以和他一同欢喜快乐。
God chips away these impurities of self-reliance, of distrust of God, and doubting God. These are the things that he needed to chip away.
神呢，雕琢我们是为了除去我们自我依赖的这种杂质和那种不幸和怀疑的这种棱角。
And that is why the Apostle Peter, Paul, and James, in their letters, all talk about very similar things.
这就是你看到彼得、雅各，还有使徒保罗，都在不约而同的表达了这个观点，这样的信息。
For example, in Romans chapter 5, it says, Rejoice when you have problems and trials because it helps you develop endurance. Endurance develops character. Character, confidence in the hope of salvation. You see that?
在罗马书第五章中说到，不但如此，我们在苦难中也欢喜，因为知道苦难使人生忍耐，忍耐生品格，品格生盼望，这种盼望不会落空，因为上帝的爱借着所赐给我们的圣灵已倾注在我们心中。
Peter talks about that in trials, your faith becomes genuine when it's tested.
彼得他也说，为此，即使现今你们必须暂时在百般试炼中忍受痛苦，也要满怀喜乐。
James talked about when you face trials, it is opportunity for joy because your faith is tested and it will grow.
雅各也说，我的弟兄姐妹姊妹，当你们遭遇各种磨练的时候，都要认为是喜乐的事，要知道你们的信心经过考验会产生忍耐。
You heard me talk about the story of Gladys Aylward.
你也许听过格莱迪斯·艾维德的故事。
She was born in London in 1902.
她在1902年出生在英国伦敦。
As a young woman, she knew that God was calling her to China.
当她年轻的时候呢，她有一种强烈的意愿，愿望是要去中国宣教。
But she had three things against her.
但是她面对着三重困难。
She's a woman.
她是一位女性。
She's a small woman.
她很矮小。
She's an uneducated woman.
她没有受过教育。
No mission organization would send her.
没有任何的一个宣教机构会把她派遣出去。
But she knew God was calling her.
但是她知道神在呼召她。
So she saved money little by little.
所以她有一点点的存钱。
Enough to pay a one-way ticket to China.
这样就可以去支付一个单程的船票。
And eventually, she ended up in Yangcheng.
那最终呢，她在阳城落脚。
And it was there that she adopted 100 orphan children.
在那里呢，她收养了超过100位的孤儿。
When the Japanese invaded during World War II,
在第二次世界大战，当日本侵略中国的时候，
she led all these orphans through the mountains to flee the Japanese army.
她带领着这一百多位孤儿呢，翻山越岭的去逃难。
Imagine leading 100 kids through the mountains.
想想看，她带领着这一百位孤儿来翻山越岭。
At one point, she was so discouraged she didn't think they could make it.
在那个时候呢，她非常泄气，她觉得这个根本就不可能实现。
A 13-year-old girl comes up to her and says, Do you remember when Moses led his people through the Red Sea?
一位十三岁的女孩过来跟她说，你还记得摩西带领以色列人过红海的故事吗？
And Gladys says, But I'm not Moses.
But 格莱迪斯说，我不是摩西呀。
But this 13-year-old girl said, I know you're not Moses, but God is still God.
但这位女孩说，我知道你不是摩西，但是神还是神啊。
God wants Israel to learn that it is not about Moses stretching his hands and then the water just parted. It's God who sends the wind to push the water back.
神想让以色列民知道，不是摩西向海伸杖把海水分开，而是神，他用东风让海水吹了向他吹他用东风把海水分开。
And it is not Moses' military strategy that protected them from the Egyptian army.
那也不是摩西的什么军事才能，让以色列人逃避了埃及军队的追赶。
It was God's pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that protected them.
而是神用云柱和火柱来保护了以色列民。
It was God who let the Egyptian army into the sea and then drowned them.
神让以色列民进入了红海，但是又把地变干了，让他们通过。
God always puts his people in situations where it is difficult and the odds are stacked against them.
神总是让他的子民们进入一个困境。
So that God can do his mightiest work through the weak.
那么神就可以在这种软弱中呢，成就他最伟大的工作。
So that we can learn that numbers don't matter to God.
所以我们知道呢，人数的多少其实对神来说根本无所谓。
And that we learn his grace is sufficient when we are weak.
让我们知道了在软弱中
And if we need,
他的恩典是够用的。
And if we need a little bit more convincing, when God became a human, he did not become a warrior.
如果我们还需要更多印证的话，我们要知道，当他道成肉身，变成基督耶稣基督的时候，
he became a baby, a frail lamb of God dying on a cross.
他是一只柔弱谦卑的羔羊，死在十字架上。
And it's God who raised him from the dead to show his power.
是神让他从死里复活，来显示出他的大能。
In Exodus chapter 13, it tells us that when Israel left Egypt, God appeared as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to guide them.
在出埃及记第十三中写道，当以色列人离开埃及的时候，神白日以云柱出现，而夜间以火柱显现。
The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire means this, God's presence.
神柱和火柱，它代表着神与我们同在。
Think about the burning bush.
想想那个燃烧的荆棘。
And if you read Psalm 105, it tells us that the cloud of God is not only guiding them, but it actually is shading them from the sun.
你想想看，这个云柱呢，其实它不是仅仅代表来领着他们给他指引方向，而是给他们提供了一种保护，让他们在白天的时候，来挡着这个太阳的照射。
Have you ever seen Chinese women walking around with an umbrella on a sunny day?
你可以想想这个，在大夏天的时候，中国的女性经常举着伞来遮阳。
That's what God is doing for them, holding an umbrella on a sunny day to protect them.
这就是神所做的，在炙热的太阳底下为他们遮阴。
And then there's fire at night, not only to keep them.They can see in the dark, but it also keeps them warm.
这个火柱呢，在夜间不仅给他们提供了光亮，也给他们提供了温暖。
A.W. Tozer, he says this, the presence of God is the central fact of Christianity. At the heart of the Christian message is God himself waiting for his redeemed children to push into the conscious awareness of his presence.That type of Christianity, which happened now to be in vogue, knows this presence only in theory. It fails to stress the Christian's privilege of present realization. According to its teachings, we are in the presence of God positionally, and nothing is said about the need to experience that presence actually.
陶树牧师他讲到，神的同在是基督信仰的核心事实，基督教信心的中心。不只是关于神的道理，而是神自己，他正等候他所救赎的儿女，竭力进入对他同在的有意识观察、觉察之中。然而，当今流行的一种基督教形态，只是在理论上承认这种同在，却忽略了信徒当下可以真实经历这一种同在的特权。按这种教导，我们只是地位上处在神的同在中。 却几乎不提我们需要在实际中去经历他的同在。
Many Christians will tell you they know about God's presence, but not many will tell you they have experienced God's presence.
那很多基督徒会跟你说，他们知道神的同在，但是从来没有经历过神的同在。
Last month, right here, we had our general members meeting.
在上个月，就在这个地方，我们举行了会友大会。
We put forth a motion to ask if women be allowed to be on the board of elders.
我们提出了一项动议，就是女性是否可以当长老。
The board presented this motion because back in 2024, in our discernment weekends, we know that this is a question that God wants us to ask this church.
我们之所以提出这个动议呢，是因为在2024年的时候，我们进行了一场辨识，在那个时候，我们听到了神的指示，就是让我们提出来这个问题。
However,Another motion was put forth by a member asking us to delay this vote so that we can spend more time studying the scriptures together, so that we can spend more time praying together.
但是那一天呢，我们又收到了另一份动议，就是希望我们延迟这个女性长老，延迟一年，以便让我们来更多的来从圣经中来考察，并且不断的来祷告。
I understand some of us are frustrated because we came to the meeting expecting to vote, but we didn't get to vote on the issue, but we're now delaying it for one entire year.
我知道有很多人呢肯定感到很失望，因为他们期盼着来这个大会呢来选举，但是呢我们并没有，最终并没有完成，我们还得延迟一年。
God seems to be leading us on a detour, a roundabout, going somewhere else.
看起来呢，神似乎是在带我们绕行。
But we pray just before that vote to delay or not.
在选举之前呢，我们就进行了祷告。
I was sitting right here.
我就站在这个位置。
I have two elders on this side and another elder on this side.
这边呢，我有两一个长老，另一边呢，我站了一个，另外一个长老。
And the four of us pray right here, right here, right here.
就在那个地方，我们四个人在一起祷告。
And as we prayed, my hands were up, and I felt the warmth of God.
当我举起我的双手的时候，我感觉到了神的温暖。
I felt God saying, I am pleased with this church.
我听到了神在对我说，我很喜悦这个教会的态度。
That you're willing to come before me without an agenda, but you're willing to listen to me. We didn't come wanting a specific answer. Like women should be elders.
我们来并不是要听一个确切的答案。
We were just asking a question, but willing to listen to what God is saying.
我们来是要提出这个动议，而听大家的意见。
God is taking us as a church on a detour.
神呢，带领我们整间教会来绕行。
But I can tell you God's presence is with us.
但是我告诉你，神是与我们同在的。
What happens when someone who has not experienced the real presence of God?
那些没有经历过神同在的人是怎么样的呢？
When circumstances are dangerous or they don't get their way?
当环境变得危险，而他们又没有无计可施的时候，
The immediate reaction is fear and anger.
他们的第一反应呢，就是害怕和生气。
Look what happens to Israel in chapter 14.
在十四章中的以色列人发生了什么呢？
When they saw the Egyptians' army coming, they panic and they cry out to God and Moses.
当他们看到埃及军队接近的时候呢，他们 就非常的害怕，然后向神和摩西呼喊。
What did they say? Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? What have you done to us? Why did you make us leave Egypt? Didn't we tell you this would happen while we were in Egypt? We said, leave us alone. Let us be slaves to the Egyptians. It is better to be a slave in Egypt than to be a corpse in the wilderness.
他们对摩西说，难道埃及没有坟地吗？要你带我们出来死在旷野吗？为什么要带我们离开埃及呢？我们对你说过，别管我们，就让我们服侍埃及人吧。服侍埃及人总比死在旷野好呀。
But Moses, someone who has experienced God, said this.
但是摩西，因为他经历了神的同在，他是这样回答的。
Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm.
他说，你们不用害怕，站稳了。看耶和华用什么方法解救你们，你们再也看不到今天你们看到的埃及人了。耶和华必为你们征战，你们要保持镇静。
保持镇静。
保持镇静。
This phrase in Hebrew can be translated with many different words.
这个短语在希伯来文可以翻译成多种。
Be silent.
保持安静。
Keep your peace.
保持沉默。
But the closest translation is.
但是最贴近于原文的翻译是。
Shut up.
闭嘴。
Shut up.
闭嘴。
Stop complaining.
不要再抱怨了。
Stop whining.
不要再抱怨了。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
In Exodus chapter 14, verse 19, it tells us that the cloud, the pillar of cloud that was in front of Israel, moved to behind Israel.
埃及记的出埃及记十四章十九节告诉我们，这个云柱呢，从以色列人的前方挪到了后方。
The cloud stood between Egypt, the Egyptian army and Israel.
这个云柱就挡在了埃及人和挡在了埃及军队和以色列人的中间。
We were flying back from Toronto 2 weeks ago.
在两周之前呢，我们从多伦多飞往 Edmonton.
I was expecting that we would land in about 10 minutes.
那个时候呢，我期待的飞机呢，在十分钟之内就降落了。
But the plane started to circle Edmonton for about 30 minutes.
但是飞机呢，却在 Edmonton 的上空呢，盘旋了大约三十分钟。
The pilot came on and says there is a thick fog on the ground and the plane cannot land.
那机长广播对我们说，因为 Edmonton 地面有浓雾，所以这个飞机无法安全降落。
I thought to myself, we are living in 2026 with all this advanced technology, the plane cannot land because there's a cloud on the ground.
我当时在想，我们生活在2026年，那有着先进的设备和科技，那为什么这个飞机却无法因为这浓雾而无法降落呢？
And at one point the pilot came on and says we are almost out of fuel.
机长后来又说我们的飞机燃油快耗尽了。
We need to fly to Calgary.
我们必须要飞回到卡尔加里。
It's either Calgary or die. So, okay.
要不在卡尔加里降落，要不我们就死。
And we refueled in Calgary and flew back to Edmonton.
我们在卡尔加里加了油之后呢，又飞回到了 Edmonton.
The Egyptians had all the most advanced weaponry in the world at the time, and yet they cannot see the Israelites.
埃及军队呢，它有着先进的武器，但是它依然是无法看到埃及人。
At the same time, the pillar.
无法看到以色列人 ，sorry.
At the same time, the pillar of fire moved back.
因为在那个时候呢，云柱是从前方挪到了后方。
Egyptians.
这边是
cloud.
埃及人，中间是云柱。
Fire.
然后又是火柱。
Israel.
然后这边就是以色列人。
The Bible says that the Egyptians were in the dark. They were confused. They couldn't see anything.
圣经里说到，埃及人呢，他处在黑暗当中，什么都看不见。
But on Israel, they had a light shining right at the sea.
但是在另一边呢，以色列人却是在光亮当中看得一清二楚。
So basically, God turned on the floodlights and let Israel cross the sea.
也就是说呢，神为以色列人照亮了道路。
In chapter 14, verse 31, it says, When Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and believed in him and in his servant Moses. Chapter 14, verse 31.
在出埃及记十四章三十一节说到，以色列百姓亲眼看见耶和华怎样以大能对付埃及人，他们就敬了耶和华。又信服他的仆人摩西。
A stone is becoming a piece of art in the artist's hands.
这块石头呢，在艺术家的手中呢，逐渐变成了一件艺术品。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because in chapter 15, what did they do?
因为在出埃及记十五章中，他们做了什么呢？
They sang a song to worship God.
他们向耶和华唱出了一首赞美之歌。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul tells us when the Israelites crossed in this Red Sea, they were being baptized.
哥林多前书第十章一到二节说以色列人通过红海，以色列人过红海，在云柱之间就是一种洗礼。
In Romans chapter 6, it tells us that baptism is when the people of God go into the water and die.
罗马书六章说，
they go into the water and die.
他们进到水中，死去了。
They die with Christ.
他们与耶稣基督一起死。
But they also come up with Christ.
又与耶稣基督一起活。
C.S. Lewis says, Fallen man is not simply an imperfect creature who needs improvement. He is a rebel who must lay down his arms. Laying down your arms, surrendering, saying you are sorry, realizing that you have been on the wrong track, and getting ready to start life again.Over again from the ground floor. That is the only way out of a hole. This process of surrender, this movement, full speed astern, is repentance.
鲁医师说，堕落的人并非只是一个需要被改造的不完美受造物，他乃是个必须放下武器的悖逆者，放下武器，降服，承认自己的过错，意识到自己一直走在错误的道路上，并且预备好从最根基处重新开始人生，这是脱离困境唯一的出路。这种降服的过程，这种全速彻底回转的行动，就是悔改。
2 weeks ago, as I mentioned earlier, I was in Toronto.
两周之前，我回多伦多探望家人。
I had an opportunity to have breakfast with some of the young men that I used to pastor when they were very young.
我也有机会跟一些年轻人一起吃早饭，他们在很小的时候我就开始牧养他们了。
One of these young men went through a very difficult time in his life many years ago.
一位年轻人呢，在多年前经历了那个非常极其创伤的人生。
You see, he grew up in the church, and I asked him, I said, have you ever experienced God?
你看他是长在教会，然后我曾经问他，你曾经经历过什么？
And many years ago, he said no.
很多年前他说没有。
And life for him was going so well. Everything was happening.
那个时候呢，他的生活是极其的顺利。
But then one night, one day, literally a short period of time, he lost everything.
但是在一天之内呢，他失去了所有。
I can't get into it, but I can tell you, I have never seen someone whose life has gone from so high to so low and so fast.
我不知道具体是什么，但是我从来没有看到一个人的人生从一个空中跌落到低谷，而且是在一夜之间发生。
But he told me one night, while he was going through this difficult time, he was sleeping in his bedroom.
但是他告诉我，有一天晚上，就是在他经历过这个试炼的时候，他睡在他的房间里面。
This room is located above his garage.
他的房间呢，是在车库的顶上。
And in winter time, it is very cold.
冬天的时候，这个房间是非常寒冷。
Usually he has socks on, he covers himself with a few blankets to keep warm at night.
他睡觉的时候呢，是穿着袜子的，然后盖了几层被。
One night at the lowest point of his life.
有一天晚上呢，就在那个时候。
One of the absolute lowest days of his life.
是他生命中最至暗的那一天晚上。
He said he suddenly felt the warmth of God in the middle of the night.
他说他突然感到了，那天晚上他感到很热。
It got so hot that he woke up with his blanket off, his socks were off, he didn't even know why, but everything was off because he was so hot.
他感到非常的热，所以他不得不踢掉被子，脱去袜子，因为他感到太热了。
He felt God just wrapped himself around him with his love.
他感到神在拥抱着他。
At that night, he was convinced that he met God face to face.
所以在那天晚上，他确信他跟神是面对面的相遇了。
I can tell you today, he's never the same man again.
我可以告诉你，今天这个人已经变得完全不一样了。
You see, when our lives take detours,When the church goes on a journey that doesn't seem to make sense, we have to ask ourselves, God, what's happening?
所以当我们神带我们绕行，我们应该来问，会发生什么？
God, what are you doing to me? To me?
神啊，你在我身上会发生什么呢？
What are the things that you're trying to chip away?
你在我身上想凿去什么呢？
God takes us on a path of impossibility and inaccessibility in order to sanctify us through and through.
神带我们进入一个不可能、不能通行的路，是为了让我们除去我们的杂质，成为一件艺术品。
Amen.